Well, for the first time in a decade, the U.S. death rate is up across the entire population. The number of deaths per 100,000 people had been declining for years thanks to improvements in health and technology. Researchers at the National Center for Health Statistics say the new increase was driven in part by more people dying from drug overdoses. From Here Now contributor KUOW in Seattle, Ruby DeLuna has this profile of one woman who came very close to becoming just another part of that statistic.
People who inject drugs can turn in their used needles here at the Seattle Needle Exchange Program. They drop their paraphernalia into a chute. Staff then count the needles and give out the same number turned in. Clients can help themselves to other supplies on the counter, a tourniquet, a packet of cotton balls, and sterile metal cookers.
Traditionally, people associate cooking heroin in a spoon, but we definitely want people to use a clean cooker.
Thea Oliphant Wells is familiar with these tools. They used to be a daily part of her life. At one time, she was a client at the Needle Exchange. This program helps reduce the spread of HIV and other infections. She shows how the kits are used. She takes a clean syringe to draw up water.
And you'd put your water into the cooker. And then you would take a lighter and hold on to the little handle.
She then puts a piece of cotton in the cooker, which acts as a filter. Oliphant Wells was a teenager when she started using heroin to deal with a childhood trauma. Then at 17, her first love tried to kill himself. She blamed herself for that.
Opiates are painkillers. They not only kill physical pain, but they certainly do help to relieve emotional and psychic pain as well. It's not a great tool for those things, but, you know, we sort of do what works when we're trying to survive in life.
Oliphant Wells remembers those days. It was a hard and lonely life.
It's always, well, I better get out there and make sure that I have, you know, heroin for tomorrow, heroin for tonight. It's this never-ending battle, and so it's a lot of work.
Those days are behind her. Now, Oliphant Wells is a social worker at the Needle Exchange. She lets clients know she's been where they are. She understands the feeling of shame and the sense that society is turning its back on them. But she also remembers the people along the way who reached out to her, the nurse at the hospital who went out of her way to help her. Then there was the social worker at the Needle Exchange who saw her not as an addict, but as a person.
She asked if I was able to treat my PTSD and find a way to stop using heroin, what I would want to do with my life. And it had been so long that no one asked me what my goals and dreams were.
At that point, she was still using, but the question prompted her to imagine life beyond heroin. Oliphant Wells got herself in treatment and says once she was stable, her goal was education. She went on to earn a master's degree in social work at the University of Washington. Oliphant Wells is 38 years old, and she feels lucky to have survived. She has buried and lost some friends to heroin. Heroin addiction in King County, Washington's most populated county, which includes Seattle, has reached epidemic proportions. 156 people died of heroin overdoses in 2014, up 58% from the previous year. And according to a county report, substance abuse is both a cause and a result of homelessness. Local leaders are now taking action.
Well, good afternoon.
Speaking in front of a shuttered treatment facility in Seattle recently, King County's executive Dow Constantine convened a task force to find ways to expand treatment.
Our current lack of treatment capacity leaves at least 150 people who've asked for help waiting every day to get that help, to fight their heroin addiction.
Constantine says many end up getting treatment in hospitals or in jail, settings that are not ideal and usually more expensive. The task force is trying to come up with ways to prevent overdoses and to increase treatment providers. For now, people on the front lines like Thea Oliphant Wells are doing their best to connect clients to the help they need. In her recovery, she was able to tap into housing, food stamps, general assistance, services that have helped keep her stable. Oliphant Whale says one thing that will always be in need is compassion.
You can give someone, you know, this evidence-based treatment, but if you treat them badly while you do it, it's not going to take.
She says it's important to have places for people to go where they feel safe, whether or not they stop using heroin. That's when they need community support the most. For Here and Now, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.